Welcome to AI and Marketing, your daily news update curated by Stan Bertello and generated by AI.
Today is Tuesday, April 30th. Here is what we are covering. The Financial Times has entered a strategic agreement with OpenAI, allowing the developer to use FT content for training artificial intelligence systems. As part of this arrangement, users of OpenAI's ChatGPT will receive summaries, quotes, and links from FT articles. This move is seen as a part of OpenAI's larger trend of partnering with news outlets, with the company already signing similar deals with the Associated Press, Le Monde, Prisa Media, and Germany's Axel Springer. Amidst industry concerns regarding copyright-protected content, FT's CEO, John Ridding, emphasized the importance of transparency, attribution, and compensation for publishers in these AI partnerships. Swedish carmaker Polestar has successfully charged an electric vehicle EV model in just 10 minutes using a silicon-dominant battery built by Israeli startup StoreDot. The battery was installed in a drivable prototype of the Polestar 5 model, which charged from 10% to 80% in under 10 minutes. The silicon anodes of StoreDot's batteries can store 10 times the amount of lithium ions that graphite can, making for more efficient, faster-charging batteries. Polestar and StoreDot claim this as the fastest charge time ever recorded for an EV fitted with silicon-dominant battery cells. OpenAI's popular ChatGPT chatbot can now retain long-term user information, enhancing its ability to provide personalized responses. The new feature, available to $20 a month ChatGPT Plus subscribers, has been developed to make the chatbot a more effective personal assistant. The upgrade, still absent for Europe and Korea users, allows for information storage and retrieval, but its effectiveness was determined by the precision of user prompts. However, privacy concerns are raised around ownership and usage of user data, the rights for which remain unclear. The UK is looking to capture carbon and store it in the North Sea to curb emissions and foster a new industry of greenhouse gas removals. However, the UK's strategy of granting most of the 21 carbon storage licenses to the oil and gas industry draws criticism. Climate activists' heightened pressure, while understandable, may unintentionally sour political rhetoric around climate change, according to Chris Stark, CEO of the UK's Committee on Climate Change. Stark insists on keeping climate arguments positive and bolstering the current momentum to acknowledge and act on climate risks. Did you know the United Kingdom just outlawed the use of simple default passwords such as password on any gadgets that can connect to the internet? This reform is part of the new 2022 Product Security and Telecommunications Infrastructure Act, where even the smallest Wi-Fi board is required to either have a randomized or on initialization generate a password. The password can't be easy or related to public information, and consumers should be able to change it effortlessly, an attempt to bolster user security and protect against malicious attacks. Finally, on a lighter note, although the dust might have settled from the initial release, the TV series Fallout is still making shockwaves. According to the numbers rolling in, Fallout is now Prime Video's most watched series since the gargantuan Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. That's right, folks. This post-apocalyptic sci-fi drama has viewers tuning in droves, setting some very high standards for future Prime Video releases.
Thank you for tuning in to AI and Marketing. If you want to learn more, check out the episode description. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Contact us to learn how to launch your own AI-generated podcast at nitromarketing.com. That's nitromarketing.com. See you tomorrow for more AI and tech news.